Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. We are breaking down all the biggest, craziest celebrity news stories of this week. I'm Us Weekly's editor, Jennifer Post, and joining me this week is our managing editor, Brody Brown.
Oh my god, Jen, what are you doing here? Hey.
Just more Ariana and Pete Davidson and drama.
Yeah, I got it.
Mr. Travis Cronin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, excited to talk about Pete and Ariana again this week, okay, even though they're broken up.
Right?
What?
They're broken. Oh, okay.
And a newbie to our podcast, Sophie Dweck. Hello, lady.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to have your young expertise and insight involved.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right, so obviously the biggest news this week that we have to start with, the Spice Girls. They are coming back. They are actually going on tour in 2019. Who's psyched for this? Me? Just me?
Me.
No.
Yay.
It's so far away
from
us.
Yes, we are. I know, and it's in the UK, which is...
Who cares? Guys, the Spice Girls are coming back. They're doing six shows next year, but of course, the biggest news of this whole entire thing, no Posh. Victoria Beckham obviously thinks she's too good.
She to go back,
did she ever really sing?
Yes. Hello.
And she had at least three lines in the whole career. She had three sentences in their career, and we will always remember them and say, "You'll be there."
Yes.
She had a line.
All I remember is Scary Spice belting out her.
I mean, I just can't wait for Ginger Spice. I can't wait for Mel B to see what that's going to entail. I mean, obviously, we've seen Mel B everywhere. We've seen Jerry. We haven't seen Sporty. We've kind of seen
Emma. You're actually, Jen, if you're a true fan, you've seen all of them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What the heck has Mel C done?
I Turn to You, an incredible song that was turned into a Top Club dance hit. Thank you very much.
So good.
That's actually, you know what? I don't mind that song.
Yeah.
I Turn to You is amazing.
I Turn to You.
Do you think it's going to be good, though? I mean, all right, Spice, even if Victoria Beckham was like standing up there on stage dancing and singing,
how would it be bad?
True.
There's no way. I mean, it'll be like the amount of nostalgia will blind people. They'll be screaming, crying. It'll bring out this is what people have been waiting for since they broke up. So there's no way it'll be bad.
And when they performed at the Olympics, it's so nice that they have so much money now that their outfits are so much better and their stage value is so much better. Way better than it was before. This isn't like platform sneakers anymore. No. This is like Ellie Saab, like glitter gowns.
Yeah, I feel like this is also a thing like, no offense to Britney, because I love Britney.
Don't you dare.
No, I'm not going there. But I haven't seen Britney live in Vegas yet. Everyone that I know that has seen it is like, it's so terrible. Like, she's sitting there barely dancing.
I love you.
Like,
you were going there.
But it's amazing. Like, if I go to Vegas tomorrow, I will go see Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. Fact. So I feel like no matter how bad this Spice Girls tour is going to be, like, everyone's going to love it. They're still going to sell out within seconds. And it's still going to be amazing.
It's so weird how everyone's just going to be older now. Like,
that's
back in the
happened,
day.
Sophie.
That's life. Yeah.
That's called
Sophie.
Aging.
Well, I haven't aged yet.
Okay, so
there's not a wrinkle on their face.
How old are you now?
I'm 22, 23 in January.
Wait, do you even know who the Spice Girls are?
Of course I do. I did dance recitals to Wannabe.
Oh, well, I was the Spice Girls with some friends for Halloween once, too.
Oh, cute.
Which one were you? Can I guess?
What do you think?
Scary. Scary.
Sporty.
Why would I be scary?
Oh, yeah, you were sporty.
How dare you? Sporty. I was sporty, yeah. My wig came off. I was really messed up. It was really beautiful and also traumatizing.
Was that about her hair transformation? Was that a moment when she chopped off all of her hair?
I tried to swing my ponytail around, and my wig came right off in the middle of the bar. So it was a transformation.
We'll go over some gluing tips on Get Dressed With Us.
But I do love that Posh kind of like, she went right away on Instagram and was like, you know, I'll be there with the girls. I'm sorry I can't join the tour, but good luck to my sisters.
I mean, she could if she wanted to.
She absolutely could, but honestly, why would she? What does she have to, what does she have to gain?
Millions of dollars.
She already has millions of dollars.
That's the great thing. She doesn't need it. She has an incredibly successful fashion empire. She has a very committed, handsome husband and beautiful children, and worldwide acclaim without the Spice Girls, post-Spice Girls. She doesn't need to go back into the sweating and the just the negotiating. You have to work with a group and be like, should we agree on this? Should we do this?
But it's only 6 days.
No, but it's all the prep. You have to memorize words again and choreography. She's like, I don't want to do that.
She spent years trying to get out of that image, too.
Yeah.
She spent years trying to become, like, a fashion image. And to go back into that sort of, like, cheesy pop, it's going to be a lot of work after.
Yeah. And, hey, she did a good job. You have to hand that to her.
For sure.
She did an amazing job of, like, becoming this mogul.
She did. Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, I feel like the other four just kind of were always the Spice Girls. Well, minus Mel B.
America's Got Talent.
True. Yeah, but no, Posh did a great, great job. I mean,
Emma Bunton, she's been a coach or a judge on several reality shows as well.
And she has pink hair now.
And Mel C, even though you tried to count her out several times. I love her.
I do love Mel C.
Yeah. She gives a great interview.
But also, it's been the million-dollar question, especially since the Olympics in 2012. Like, when are they going to reunite for a tour? And listen, Posh always said, I'm probably not going to do it. So the fact that this is confirmed, she's not doing it, it's not a surprise.
Yeah, I'm so into this foursome. And Emma has pink hair now, so, you know, that'll distract everybody.
And listen, people went and saw the Spice Girls when Ginger had dropped out, when Jerry Halliwell dropped out. So if you can do it with that foursome, you can do it with this foursome. It just happens. That's evolution. That's what happens.
I want to see Blake Lively there.
Oh, yeah. She's a huge Spice Girls fan. And Emma Stone.
Adele is definitely going
to
go.
For sure. She's already Instagrammed about it, right?
She did. At least they didn't try to replace Posh. That would have been like a nightmare.
What?
The worst.
Wait, hold on.
Hologram. Let's use a hologram.
Let's use a hologram.
Replace her with Adele.
Imagine.
Replace her with Kat Graham.
Jessie J.
Oh, no, it can't be someone too big. It has to be someone smaller who wouldn't like eclipse it.
Victoria Justice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow, people would be shocked.
Camila Cabello? She's big.
No, too big. Bella Thorne.
Oh, Bella Thorne?
No, she
has ginger spice. Underestimate the power
we
of Bella.
We already have a ginger spice.
Okay, why?
And well,
she would dye her hair for it, believe me.
Bella Thorne's already dyed her hair, like hoping that they're going to ask her.
That's ridiculous.
Speaking of dyed hair.
Oh, here we go.
Here's our segue. Speaking of dyed hair, Pete Davidson now has blue hair, and this comes on the heels of Thank You Next, Ariana Grande's new big single that she released on the weekend, 30 minutes before SNL premiered. I absolutely loved that little
date.
Thank You Next. But the song is really good. So Ariana has just released this new song that we've been waiting for so long, and she calls out a lot of her former boyfriends, Big Sean, Pete Davidson, of course, Mac Miller, and Ricky Alvarez. And lots of back and forth between Ariana and Pete over the weekend. The song is catchy. What do you guys think?
Thank you.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
That's not very.
Listen, I don't know what was going on this weekend, but maybe it was because I had a couple glasses of wine, but I turned on SNL and Pete Davidson's starting to look a little cute.
He was always cute.
Maybe it's the lighting.
He was always cute.
No, for a minute he looked like he needed to go to bed and take a very long nap. And now he's looking like healthy and well rested.
Well,
and maybe it's because he's not with Ariana Grande,
who's
keeping him up all night with whatever Ariana Grande keeps one up all night with.
I mean, they do have a pet pig too. I mean, you imagine potty training a pet pig. Like, that's, you're not going to see.
Yeah, in a very intimate relationship.
Well, and her single wasn't the most shocking thing for me is that she announced tour dates. She's going to be on the Ellen show. She's doing all this press that she wasn't doing before. This is sort of her like coming out from her relationship from Pete Davidson and be like, oh wait, I'm a mega pop star and I'm gonna do all these things.
Yeah. And the end of the chapter of grieving after Mac Miller's death. It was just interesting that I don't think anyone really anticipated that the Mac Miller death would have such a big impact on her, because we had heard that their split was not necessarily messy, but she had tried so hard for 2 years to get him clean and sober and was really supportive of him. But, you know, she's clearly been going through it, and she's been Instagramming about him a lot, videos of them together, videos of just him. So now, I mean, she's not done grieving, but I think this is her emerging from this post-breakup, post-Max death chapter she's had, hopefully.
I do love how open she is on social media. Like, Ricky Alvarez actually, like, posted this really funny Instagram story, like a selfie video, and, like, looked so confused when he, like, listened to the lyrics of the song. I was like, huh, what? Like, I didn't realize that I had this much impact on you. But no, I mean, Ariana is very open, especially with Mac Miller since his death.
Yeah.
And sharing her grief and letting people know it's not easy getting over him. Mm-hmm. But I do like how open she is, and I love how she is, like, actually reposting all of these ex-boyfriends' comments and their thoughts on this
new
song.
She made Ricky relevant again.
Yes.
Oh, she did. But also, I loved, remember how petty she was in the week leading up to SNL when she tweeted about Pete? Basically, that insinuating Pete had said that he didn't want to be relevant. Why is he bringing her up? I was like, well, Ariana, you've been like a little diplomacy princess. And then she tweeted that. Her fans went wild. And then she deleted it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's the Ariana we want to see come out.
Yep. But yeah, you also can't hate on Pete Davidson for like making a joke about their breakup on SNL.
That's his job. He's a comedian.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to turn around and use his name to sell out stadiums and sell singles. So like, I don't know. I just feel like she's throwing stones.
I hope she performs. She won't, but I hope she performs the song Pete Davidson on
for
her
sure
tour.
Changes the lyrics.
Well, to like meet Schmavidson or something.
Or like has a Pete Davidson shirt with like just a big X throughout it that she sells as tour merch.
I know.
I mean, but the fact though that she did drop a single 30 minutes before.
Come
like,
on, girl.
But we also, like, you just doing a huge favor for Pete Davidson. Like, I'm sure those viewings and the you know, the numbers on that SNL show were huge. I mean, he actually addressed the breakup too on SNL. He said, sometimes things just don't work out. That's okay. When he was obviously doing his weekend update segment, he said, Ariana is a wonderful, strong person. I genuinely wish her all the happiness in the world.
Good. That's nice.
I'm more likely to watch SNL. Oh,
really? You were like not liking
no.
this.
It's nice.
It's very political.
It was so diplomatic. It's just strange to me. You know, everyone thought they were going to get back together right away after the breakup, and now this is where we are. And it's, you know, this is what they came up as. This is what they're paid to do. He's a comedian. He's making not really jokes about it, but he's addressing it in his public forum. She's making music about it, so it's not unexpected. I just thought they would be back together by now.
Did you?
I'm a little disappointed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted the engagement to be back on the ring.
Saved Ariana, and then
right? And then she realized,
do you actually like them, Sophie,
that.
As a couple?
I'm sorry.
Did you like them as a couple?
I did. I loved them.
Whoa.
They were so cute.
Okay.
They were odd. You would never expect that. Like from all her past relationships, like I felt like she liked the bad boy, and then like.
Big Sean's not really a bad boy. He seems kind of sweet. He's been with, like, bad girls before. Remember the Big Sean Naya Rivera relationship?
Oh, my God. I think incredible. About that at least once a week.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah.
I forgot about
that. Oh, it was so good. It was so messy.
Ariana and Pete, definitely were different. Like, opposites attract big time. But I think it started so quick, so passionately. I think it's going to end in flames.
I think that's why it just collapsed. It became so quick. That does not make sense. They got together so quickly and...
Yeah. It was like a runaway train.
She also is the biggest serial dater in the whole world. She's been single for like 12 hours since she was like 14 years old. And I think this is her longest time she's been single. She literally 12 hours passed between all those boyfriends.
But honestly, who knows if she's even really been single during this time.
Well, that's what it's hard for me to believe that she's single because it hasn't been 24 hours since in between any of these boyfriends.
Yeah.
Who's her next victim?
You mean partner? Potential
I don't
life
know.
Partner? Who? You need to be like a celebrity in your own right. I don't think it can be right.
She's already dating a backup dancer. She's got to be.
I guess that's what you do after you have like a big. Jennifer Garner.
She has
like
those backup dancers that are twins, like forever. Maybe one of them.
Oh yeah, they're
maybe
cute.
Maybe she
too.
Should get into a three-way relationship like her brother Frankie Grande.
Let's break that down.
That'd be fantastic.
Someone explain that to me.
Okay.
Great.
What do you want to explain to you? But this is very exciting.
He's dating
a little taste of gay culture.
Our best look, but go for it.
You know what? If there's a lot of love to go around, you can give it. Frankie Grande, we talked to him on a carpet twice, and he told us that he's now in a relationship with a married couple, two men, and that, well, he said that something that was why he liked them so much was referring to a part of the anatomy, but it's also, he somehow figured out a bond, and I think people, especially now in modern times, this has been going on forever, people see that you know, there is fluidity to bonds and to who you're attracted to, but also you don't need to be stuck with just two people in a boring, tired, traditional relationship. You can open it up. Sometimes you can have three. Sometimes you can have four. Sometimes you can have five.
But what if that breaks up the two guys' marriage?
Well, that is a risk. I think that people understand when they're taking it on. But maybe it isn't. So it's interesting.
But, like, what if they're also into polygamy? Is that what it is?
It's polyamory. Polygamy is when you're getting married. So it's a polyamorous relationship.
Okay, what if Frankie wants to get married? Is he going to move out of New York?
Then, well, because of our marital laws, he would have to go somewhere else, and he wouldn't maybe necessarily want to get traditionally married to two men who are already married. It's kind of confusing.
He doesn't need to.
Need to. I mean, taxes. Why do people get married, period? Societal pressure. Boredom.
Societal pressure.
Boredom. Is that what your therapist is telling you?
What? How dare you? Are you saying I need therapy?
I like it in a throuple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love a high-profile throuple. I mean, we've obviously heard about people who are swingers before. We've heard about people and, you know, non-traditional relationships, non-binary relationships. But this is nice when him talking on the carpet being like, yeah, I'm with these two guys.
Like, can you guys think of any celebrities, at least recently, that have been vocal about it and open about it and actually admitted to it? Well, minus the whole Sister Wives thing. But no, like a real celebrity.
They were trailblazers.
A real thruple?
But like, I don't think there actually has been any celebrity couples that have been like, you know what, we're swingers.
We're in a three-way relationship. A committed three-way relationship. Not just like it's a free-for-all, but from what we know, from what he told us, they are in a three-way relationship.
All right, so how does that work? But I'm just saying, like, how does that work?
You have to have adult conversations about what you're comfortable with and what you're not.
So you have like separate date nights? Do you do date nights?
Not always.
Three
you can do it. I know a couple, that joined with another couple, and they said it's just to make it work, there's a lot of talking.
Yeah.
Or like, you think about when you're in a successful relationship and there's so much of what are you going for dinner? How are you feeling right now? So much checking in, so much like navigating it.
That's what I'm saying. Doubling that.
Yeah, double the people and you're like, oh my gosh, how are you feeling? No, how are you feeling? Wait, are you still okay? It's a lot of like,
do they all share beds?
Do you want to have dinner? We didn't get to the technicalities of that. We got a little taste of like what.
Next time he's on the carpet.
Yeah, he's open, and I appreciate that. We also talked to him about his sobriety. Mm-hmm. He got sober after Manchester, because he said he needed to like get a hold of his life, and it's really interesting. He's very open. It's admirable.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Did you guys watch him on Big Brother?
Sadly, yes.
Seen it. I really not.
It was very difficult to watch.
It was a really wild season.
Yeah. No, I like him. I love how open he is. I also love that he, like, tries to make a name and a career for himself and doesn't really always say, oh, I'm Ariana Grande's brother. Yeah. Like, right. I should be famous for just being a brother. No,
He has his own niche.
He does.
Especially now with this thruple news. I think it's really helped his niche.
I think people are going to come out now.
Yeah, hopefully. I want to see, like, you know, those cute couple pictures you have where it's like two people in a bed. I want to see the three people in the bed. I want them to really push that.
They have that three people in the bed picture.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Do
it's
they?
On one of the boyfriend's Instagrams.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, speaking of people in a bed.
Oh, here we go.
Kim Kardashian and Ray J. This is
your best segue yet, Jen.
This is like the gift that keeps on giving. Like
Kim's sex tape?
Kim's sex tape, literally the start of reality television, pretty much. And Ray J and Kim are still going at it. So Ray J, of course, was talking to a bunch of outlets. He was giving interviews in the UK last week. And he, of course, brought up Kim's sex tape again.
Allegedly.
No, it's not allegedly. We literally saw the sex tape.
No, he didn't say it.
The sex tape is not a legend, my
sex
friend.
Tape. Yeah. But Kim then went on Twitter and she goes, or shows that you're a pathological liar. You actually believe this story? It's too funny to me. So she obviously shot down all these comments that Ray J gave allegedly. And on Tuesday morning, he went on Insta and he said, I've done at least 10 interviews in the past 2 weeks in London. I've been respectful to everyone. These rumors are false and uncalled for. My family is all that matters and all that I live for, yada, yada, yada. So it's obviously not the first time that Ray J has brought up the sex tape. It seems like he's almost clinging onto it just for even more fame. He wants his name to stay out there relevant. But yeah, you know, obviously the first comment that he said was Kim and I pretty much had, we had a lot of fun times. We had a lot of marathon sessions together.
Sure, okay. We don't, we've seen that it. Seems
But she didn't like getting sweaty and would stop to do her makeup if she did. She liked to look dope during sex. She needed the right lighting and setting the mood. Literally, he
Who
said
she
like
needed. Doesn't like dope during sex and set the lighting and the mood? I'm,
she,
you know.
For like halfway makeup, through? The right lighting and setting the mood. I mean, that's
I don't know about, that seems ridiculous. Like full on put foundation, like wash it off, put foundation
maybe
on.
Maybe some lipstick.
More. Yeah, maybe some, you touch, know, you want to put some little
touch
sexy.
Up, touch up the eyeliner, mascara. I don't think
your
she's
lip
like,
lip liner's
wait.
All over your face.
You I just, like, I don't believe the Kris Jenner one.
Okay, listen, if you're... momager who is calling about a deal in the middle of having sex, maybe, and it's Kris Jenner, maybe you are going to answer the phone. If, especially if you're having a marathon session, you can't be offline for 7 hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm giving him way too much credit. But you can't be offline for all that time and then Kris Jenner's like blowing you up and you're going to be like, oh, I'll get it later. It's Kris Jenner. I don't think you just like send it to voicemail. But the Louis Vuitton trunk of sex
that.
Toys?
I believe that.
Was it toys, though? Was it like maybe lingerie. A scarf or like maybe
say,
like
or maybe
some
like,
lingerie?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like sexy
think
lingerie,
like
maybe
toys.
A
maybe
vibrator.
Maybe like one vibrator.
Right. I mean, just like, yeah, she's not like a, oh, here's my 20 vibrator kit.
Maybe there is a thing of lube in there. Who knows? But I'm sure
hopefully.
It was sexy lingerie.
If you're having a marathon session, sure there is.
But... yeah, I mean, honest.
And said that she would order out for pizza during their hookups.
I mean,
hello.
Me too. That's what I do. Are you mom and dad?
Right?
She's don't worry.
I love it. No, but hey, listen. Yeah, I don't think it's going to stop. But it's no secret that Kim Kardashian, right, got famous off of the sex tape. But pretty much everything that everyone talks about is how Kris Jenner allegedly sold the sex tape, leaked the sex tape out herself to Vivid Entertainment. That's why Kim Kardashian is as famous as she is today.
Well, then...
allegedly.
Allegedly, because then part of it was like, well, they got some deal, they got part of the deal, which as a business person, you would want to. If your sex tape is going to be that popularized, do you want to get a cut of it?
Right. It seemed like that happened. Pam did the same thing. That after it's going to be leaked, like Vivid reaches out to you and is like, we're leaking your porn. And they're like, well, I'm going to need money.
Yeah.
Well,
right now.
Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee, that was a whole different thing because their safe,
stolen.
Their private safe in their house was actually broken into.
Right.
And these people tried selling it to Vivid, and Vivid is like, wait a second, we of course need their approval. So Vivid went to Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson and they're like, okay, we'll license it, we'll sell it to you legally. And they made a ton of money off of their own sex tape.
Yeah, that was such a different time in celebrity culture too now. Because if that happened, people would be like, this is such an invasion of privacy, this is disgusting, don't even open it, don't... Yeah, but back then, people were like, this is a sex tape. This is incredible. People would be talking about it just like it was common property. But now there are a lot more. Well, after the Hulk Hogan case, there are way more laws. But now I think the way people interact with or deal with that as like a violation of privacy would be way different in 2018 versus when Kim and Ray J's sex came out.
Oh, of course. But the thing is, with Kim and Ray J's sex tape, like you literally just see a video of them in bed together by accident. Now it's like you see every celebrity that you know and every celebrity couple in bed on a nightly basis on their Instagram stories.
Yeah.
So it's nothing really new.
You don't quite see the penetrative moment.
See the sweaty marathon sex.
I mean, unless you're Cardi B.
True.
Oh, yeah. Wait, she gets a little intimate.
Oh, no, she had leaked sex videos. Those
But those sex videos.
Those weren't her.
Black China. Those got. Remember
that
was horrible.
Oh my God! That Rob.
But
leaked.
But that's also now we're in a period of revenge porn. So if you are going to video someone blanking your blank and you want to release
it's
that,
a huge
then
no-no.
You better watch out, my friend.
I mean, yeah.
Look at
Rob
what happened
Kardashian.
To Misha Barton. She same thing. Someone
that's
tried to.
Right.
Yeah, that crazy guy she had dated tried to like release her tape and get money for it.
I forgot about Misha Barton.
Yeah.
How do we feel about Misha Barton? Like, have you seen these pictures of her filming with the Hills cast?
Yes.
How do we think she's gonna kind of mesh with them?
I see it. I don't see Kyle. What's his name? Kyle Massey. Where did he come from?
I don't know. But if she doesn't deliver, and I don't think she will, then it'll be boring. She needs to like bring the drama, and I hope Heidi and Spencer, who are terrific at that, can really force that out of her.
And I think Stephanie Pratt will definitely, from what we know, they have been hanging out a
star.
Lot. Yeah, I think so. I think that whole Justin Bobby added to the mix, that's amazing.
But I don't know. I don't think Misha will be willing to get, like, messy.
I
want her to be,
so.
Like, sobbing on camera. I want her to be cussing somebody out. I want
throwing stuff at producers,
running
away.
Yeah, I don't want this to just be, I mean, I think what we heard from sources was that she wants this to make her, you know, look eligible for acting and taken seriously and getting her career back on track. And I want, unfortunately, more of a messy Misha who's like a reality show icon.
But I think that's the image that everyone has in their mind of Misha Barton, like seeing a crying, messy actress, like trying to jump over a fence, like in a really, really bad state.
Was that the real OC?
I loved that video.
No.
Oh, wait, not the real
no,
OC.
No, that's that like was, a true, like, no. Like a real life story.
That was like the TMZ story where she was like jumping over the fence and like trying to run away from the party that the cops were busting on.
Yeah,
too.
So I think it's just like she's
I mean, I would do that too. Like,
wow, that is a very relatable.
You're 21 now, Sophie. You can stay at the party.
22.
Okay. No. But I think, yeah, exactly. That's everyone's image that they have of Misha in their minds. And she's doing this just to kind of kill that.
She looks really pretty in the photos.
She looks good.
She looks great.
She looks really pretty.
She got that MTV money, honey.
Yes, she did.
She looks healthy. She looks fresh. But hey, it's the Hills. And these people definitely need to have season two. So I'm sure we will see.
They know what their job is by this point.
They know what their role is. Mm-hmm. Speaking of knowing what your role is, Priyanka Chopra.
Oh, my God.
It was her bachelorette party in Amsterdam this past weekend. Her, a bunch of her friends. I actually love that the two only famous people that were at the bachelorette party was Elizabeth Chambers, obviously, who's a close friend of Priyanka's, and, of course, Sophie Turner.
Yeah, where's Meghan Markle? Everyone who thought they were best friends, huh?
They are not besties.
Right, exactly. But everyone in the beginning was like, Priyanka Chopra, Meghan's best friend and confidant,
no.
says. And I was like, what? No.
We know from so many sources that they're like, you know, actress friends.
Friends.
They're cool.
They're cool. They will do, well, they used to do like, you know, a posed Instagram page shot. They would walk the carpet together, of course, post something on social media, but they're actually not really friends. So, no, Meghan Markle was not a Priyanka's bachelorette. It should be interesting, though, to see if Meghan does make the trip to India for Priyanka's wedding, because you sure as hell know Priyanka invited her.
Sure.
But it should be interesting now that she's pregnant if she'll go, if she'll make the trip.
Watch how she doesn't go, and she's like, I don't know this girl.
Well, I mean,
she's at her wedding.
She does have an easy out, the whole pregnancy thing. Yeah. So she wouldn't have to go if she didn't really fully want to or didn't feel up to it. But it would be nice if she went.
Yeah, but we know from sources, though, that Meghan, you know, she knows who she is now. She knows that if she does show up to this wedding, it probably will take some of the spotlight away from Priyanka. The story will be Meghan Markle, a pregnant Meghan Markle, flies to India for Priyanka next wedding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she doesn't want to steal the bride's spotlight.
Yeah, but if she doesn't go, won't people also be like, why isn't Meghan Markle at Priyanka Chopra's wedding? And so that'll be a story in itself.
She's pregnant. She can't make the trip. She just had a month-long tour through Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji.
She needs to rest.
She needs to rest.
I think it'll still be a major story if she is or isn't there.
Well, I'm sure we'll make it a major story. Absolutely. Yeah.
But luckily that wedding's 3 days long, so we'll make it a story at the first day, so there'll be two more days to sort of like blow it out of the water. Yeah.
I absolutely love the fact that she is doing a wedding in her home country and like New Jersey born and bred Nick Jonas and his entire family is going to be there and are like doing this with like welcome art. I just love it.
Well, he's Texas born, New Jersey bred.
Thank you for the differentiation. That was very important. No, we were outside of Priyanka's bridal shower here in New York, and we heard Nick's dad say, "See you in India." So, well, I mean, we had broke the story that they were getting married in India in like late November, December. But yeah, I mean, it's the real deal. Full speed ahead. I cannot wait till this wedding is over.
She's also looking so good in these bachelorette bridal showers.
Unbelievable.
Really?
She's not eating anything in these bachelorette parties and not drinking any liquor.
She's lost a lot of weight.
She looks incredible.
She looks incredible.
She looked incredible before.
Of course.
Her skin was perfect. Sure. She looks like, you're like, is this woman 21 or she could be 90? Like, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but her hair is just different. Like, she's just so much more toned.
It's thick and rich.
She literally had like a legit wedding dress on. She made all of her bridesmaids or
two wedding dresses at the shower and the bachelorette party.
The bachelorette party, but she literally is like in Amsterdam on the side of a canal.
In that Marquesa.
Like, Marquesa feathered, like long ball gown, which
goals.
I didn't mind.
It really is goals. With that jacket, too. I loved everything about that. I need more videos of how they got drunk. Because we saw that, like, I'm hungover, her and Sophie Turner picture. I'm like, why are you hungover? I need to specifically know where you went, how many cocktails you had.
Did you eat a space cake? Like, that's what I want to know.
Right.
How crazy did you actually get on your bachelorette party in Amsterdam, of all places?
Sophie Turner is also quite young. So I like that they have an intergenerational friendship, too. Like, Nick Jonas is not a spring. I mean, he's younger than Priyanka, but Sophie Turner is even younger than he is.
Yeah.
She's younger than me?
Is she really?
She's 21, right? She's 21?
She's either 21 or 22, but like I know.
She's young.
Yeah.
Very, yes. Really? Yeah. Also, yeah. I want to know Danielle Jonas. Kevin Jonas is wiped
out.
Well,
it was, she was moving.
It was also.
Girl, put down the boxes and get your ass to Amsterdam for this once in a lifetime experience.
You are
an
a celebrity.
Instagram moment. You're going to be in, you're going
to
miss
you
out.
You are
on.
Married
Listen,
to
she
a rich
has
celebrity.
Babies.
And she's so got she's money to pay a sitter.
And
Kevin
dogs.
Will stay
Put
home.
Kevin, to, Kevin well, can be.
He's not busy.
It was also, I think, Kevin's birthday yesterday, right?
And he'd understand.
Yeah.
Do it for the IG, Danielle.
I don't know.
Get on
he
that
can
plane.
Be back by Monday night for dinner.
Well, listen, Danielle didn't grow up in the spotlight. She's.
It's true.
I don't care.
She should understand how it works by now.
Yeah, and also, like, let's be real. You are married to a rich celebrity. You are not moving any boxes yourself.
But she's married to Kevin Jonas, not Joe or Nick.
Okay, so she doesn't have the access to Joe or Nick Jonas money, but she does have Jonas Brothers money access. Mm-hmm. And just someone should have said to Danielle, you're going to miss out on the opportunity to have a picture with Priyanka in the middle, Sophie on one side, and you on the other. That's the...
Okay, the wedding.
Think about it. Whatever. This is like the lead up. You need like the big milestone moments.
She missed her moment. She'll never get another one.
Yeah. She'll be eclipsed at the wedding by Meghan frickin' Markle.
Are you trying to say that Nick and Priyanka are going to be married for the rest of their lives?
What?
Yes,
Why
I am.
Why wouldn't they be? They're taking vows.
I know. Yes, they are.
Vows are sacred, Jen.
Speaking of vows.
Oh, no.
I'm on a roll today.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah. So Topanga from Boy Meets World got married this weekend. It was her
Another
second
Danielle.
Time walking down the aisle. But Danielle Fischel, she got married to her boyfriend out in L.A. She, of course, had a star-studded wedding. All the entire Boy Meets World cast was there. Mr. Feeney was not because he was too busy, you know, chasing off burglars out, mm-hmm. Out of
very
his home
important.
In L.A.
Yeah,
very
he's
important.
Like Black Widow.
But John Mayer is actually very good friends with Danielle's now husband, and he was a groomsman, and he sang a cover song of Beyonce's XO as their first dance. Like,
very pretty.
Talk about a dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a really good job.
Yeah, he's great. He's a great singer.
Singer. He's a great singer.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're not a John Mayer fan?
He said some very messed up comments a couple years ago that I still can't get over. And I also don't like the way he talked about, well, okay, as a celebrity reporter, I delighted the way he talked about his ex-girlfriends. As just a human and a person, I'm like, no, I thought that was kind of trashy and gross. Mm-hmm. I do find him oddly attractive when he sings. And I love his singing. But no, I'm not here for him as a total package.
Same.
Interesting.
He's so hot when he sings, but he's just a horrible person. And all of those comments, especially to Playboy
really
magazine,
were so
that
shitty.
It,
and then the
so
racial, it was like, it was so mad. Yes. The David Duke, it was like, that's really messed
See,
up.
I you feel don't like I appreciate him in a different life. Just like, just seeing like him with Andy Cohen and like their bromance, and he actually is like just leaving these random comments in all celebrities' pictures. Like, I feel like he's like fun and cool and could be a great time.
That's exactly what he wants you to think.
Then he like clarified, he said he has hooked up to his music.
Oh, yes. He says he actually plays it with every girl that he brings home.
Which I was not
surprised. Who did he bring
surprised.
Home from this wedding?
You know, I mean, probably.
We should look into that. Thank you, Sophie.
Definitely yeah. someone.
Good idea, Sophie. Mm-hmm.
But in other news, no, Amber Portwood says she actually wants to quit Teen Mom. She went, of course, off on Twitter on Monday saying she can't do the show anymore. She has to quit. She said, the heartache that the show has put me through is just too much to bear anymore. If it will not be shown, then there's nothing more to do. She just doesn't want her get her name smeared anymore.
I'm happy for her. She's gone through so much bleep. But like, you know, she had like a drug addiction.
She's been to prison.
Prison.
She sure has.
She's had major custodial issues.
She's been
had
through
really
so much.
Deadbeat baby
but I feel
daddies.
Like since she's had her second child, I feel like she's been on the bride or something.
Listen, she's threatened to quit before. And actually,
yes,
many of these teen moms have. Janelle, Macy, everyone at some point.
Well, why is it real right now?
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
She's not going anywhere.
She's not going. They get a giant check for teen mom. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think she should leave.
Really?
Why?
I don't mind
I feel like
she's so many other career opportunities.
She's going to then look at Farrah left, and now what is she doing? She's like signing up for
Farrah
boxing championships and dropping out of them.
She has lots of reality shows on the horizon. I mean, she's been having meetings.
She's never going to get that teen mom check that she was getting steadily.
No.
And that audience and that. You know,
well, how
platform.
Long can you even be a teen mom?
Well, I mean, these girls are no longer teens, and they clearly still have life as teen moms. Teen mom OGs.
That's also one sex tape I wish I never watched.
Oh, I luckily did
Weren't
not
there,
watch
didn't
that.
Didn't they break it into two?
Farrah? Yeah, it's like four-part series.
Oh, God.
Now, this is Well, the guy's kind of attractive.
Oh, bro.
Oh, my God. He's raped so many women.
Oh, my God. No, he hasn't.
Yes, take
he
it back.
Has. No,
take
he
it
hasn't.
Back.
Well, actually, remember
has,
at
like,
that time.
He has, like, raped, like, three porn stars. Let's say he came into their room and, like, physically, like, sexually assaulted them.
But guess what? She also said that, the whole, Farrah said the whole thing was sexual assault. Yeah. And she was like, it was against her consent. But then people realized, oh, no. She set up this entire thing, signed him, and then filmed it.
Yeah.
So that sort of cast doubt on, but I didn't know about the other people.
Read about the other one, that it's not
okay,
good.
Okay, he's not hot anymore. He's terrible. Yeah. But in the video, maybe pre all
yeah,
those allegations,
for sure.
he was kind of hot, but she yeah. was very distracting.
Oh, so distracting.
She looked a little bit different then, too.
She looks a little bit different every single week.
I interviewed her after that. We went to Vivid's offices, and she was very... She's always... Remember, Farrah was always like, I am not a porn star. And mm-hmm. then she ended up doing this, like, cam show, and that's how she got...
Yeah,
because she like,
that's how she got off Teen Mom.
She was doing more sex toys and everything, and that's how the other teen moms were like, get her off of the show. And MTV was like, you're done.
Don't call me backdoor teen mom.
Yeah.
I bet you her sex toys were not in a $10,000 red Louis Vuitton suitcase.
No, definitely not.
They're in a black bag.
Like a black shopping
plastic,
bag?
Yeah, black plastic
like
shopping bag.
Like one of those bodega like grocery store bags.
Don't you have her sex toy at your desk?
I have her book, Celebrity Sex Tape in the Making.
Okay. You don't have her vagina toy?
No, but she did tell me that I would really like it. After she was like, oh, you'd really like those toys. And I was like, okay, you clearly don't know one anything about me or how like being queer works, but no, I would not like to use your synthetic butt, Farrah. Thank you so much,
Travis. I feel like you definitely have like a Candy Burris vibrator in one of your drawers. In your
Candy
desk.
Burris has sent me her whole line.
Yeah, yeah, we did her bag. And she
I did give
to
away
us.
The vibrators to all of my female friends, but I have all of her like lubes
friends?
And liquids.
Jeez.
They were like more clitoral stimulation.
And sorry about that.
I really hope my parents.
But I do have all of her lubes. Lotions and lubes, and I'm not mad at them. Thanks, Candy.
Speaking of lubes,
no!
My segues today are so awesome. So John Stamos, he went on Busy Phillips' new talk show, and
speaking of lubes,
he was talking about how him and now his wife, Caitlin McHugh, they tried to get pregnant for so long, so they had to go to a fertility clinic in LA, and they put him in a small room for him to pretty much give them a sperm sample. And the nurse was like, okay, like, here are some magazines. Here's a TV. Like, let us know when you're done. Like, bring out your sperm in a cup. And he turned on the TV and Full House was on.
Fuller House.
Oh, my gosh. Fuller House. Sorry. So Fuller House was on. And he literally, like, turned masturbating to Fuller House. And he's like, I'd rather masturbate to my old self than my new self. I want, like, old Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
But it's pretty really, really funny, actually, that he can go on TV and say the story.
Well, now we know they subscribe to Netflix, this clinic.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Have you guys seen Busy's new show?
No.
I haven't either.
But I haven't heard good things.
She's getting good stuff out of the people.
She's
saying I'm masturbating to myself.
She's getting great stuff. She's getting clippable stuff that people are, like, covering.
I think she's so relatable. People love her. I mean, even on Instagram, I love just sitting there watching her Instagram stories for hours on end. She's great. She's great entertainment, and I think she'd be great TV. And
she has a lot of celeb connections, which allows her to get great. She had Julia Roberts on there, and people are saving their good stories for her. It's great.
Season finale, White Michelle Williams.
I hope she's like the new Chelsea Handler.
Wait, what about White Michelle Williams and Black Michelle Williams
together? Oh my gosh.
She could corral that. That would be incredible.
That would be so good
time. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. And they could do like the
I hope she's listening. I hope she's listening for this idea.
That would be amazing. She definitely could pull that off.
Yeah.
I need to quit this job and be a producer on that show. All right, it's just been
just
decided.
To get that.
No,
please
how
go.
Dare you?
No. Please go. No, but
it's weird that he masturbated to himself, though.
Is it?
To round that out.
Is it? Yes.
You know John Stamos is sitting in, like, the mirror every
He's
single
very
morning.
Very attractive.
Just looking at himself, brushing that beautiful black salt and pepper now hair and just loving himself. So, of course, he'd probably masturbate to himself.
Oh, God.
It's just weird that it's, like, a dialogue scene and it's not like he's masturbating to himself. Having sex.
And Candace Bergen's
like
there.
Walking. Yeah, it's like, you know, Candace Bergen.
No, it's Candace Bergen.
No.
Oh my God, Candace Bergen was there, not Murphy Brown.
Candace Cameron Bure.
Yes.
But like, it's, you know, just like ordinary. See, it's just kind of weird. I hope he turned something else on. Instead of
like masturbating to like him on stage with the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Him and Uncle
Becky. That's Full House, right?
Full House, yeah.
So I wasn't allowed to watch that.
You weren't allowed to watch Full House? That was like the one show I was allowed to watch.
No, I told you I was only allowed to watch Life Goes On and Jeopardy.
Oh my God.
Life goes on. Interesting. Well, you missed out on a lot of good things in our childhood.
Did I, though?
Or was
I spared a lot of trauma from childhood?
True.
Yeah.
True. You definitely did not have to sit and watch
all that trash.
All the snack.
Yeah, I didn't see that. No
step by step?
No.
No Rugrats?
Okay, I saw Rugrats in the morning. After my mom had gone to school, so then I could watch
Baywatch?
No.
Definitely not. That's so scandalous.
No, it's not even just scandal.
I feel left out. I was informed.
You know what Baywatch is. Priyanka Chopra was in the movie.
What show did you watch when you were a kid?
I honestly loved Full House, but like it was like the Nickelodeon reruns.
Oh my God.
But
you're like watching SNICK.
But I was a huge Hannah Montana fan.
Oh.
I was huge.
Were you heartbroken when...
Wait. I had dance class on a Friday night when it was the show premiere, the first episode. My mom picked me up just so I could see it.
Like, that's sweet.
Like, the marketing for that show was great. And everyone in school was like, we have to see it.
Were you upset when Miley was coming out of her Hannah Montana shell?
I think I was older already. I think I must have... I was like a freshman in high school, so I was like,
So you weren't horrified by bangers?
Apathetic, yeah.
What about Degrassi? Was that before your time?
That was my time, but I guess I didn't
watch it. You were too cool for Degrassi.
I also watched Pokemon and like...
Oh, terrible. Okay, you definitely weren't too cool for Degrassi.
I had two older brothers, and this is what they watched, so...
Okay.
Like CW Saturday morning. Yeah. That's what I watched.
No Drake. No. I can't believe Drake actually is Drake now when he started on Degrassi.
Aubrey.
You gotta hand it to him.
You do.
Yeah.
Transformations. Everyone can do it if you're Victoria Beckham or Drake.
On that note, guys, that's a wrap for this episode of Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood. Join us next week for where we dish out and give pretty much our uninvited personal opinions on your favorite and maybe least favorite celebrities. Tune in next week. Tell your friends. Subscribe. Swipe up. Gram it. Tweet it. Book it. See you next week.
Slide into our DMs.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.